الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So the last few points with regards to sadaqa, the internal parts. وذلك سيدنا رحمة الله عليه أن يستصغر العطية فإنه إن استعظمها أعجب بها، والعجب من المهلكات وهو محبط للأعمال. One of the things that a person should be aware of, a person who's giving sadaqah, he says that you should always look at the sadaqah that you have given as being something small. You should never look at it as being a major or massive deed that you have done. In other words, you shouldn't think much of the sadaqah that you have given, because this might lead to ujub, and ujub is self-praise or self-appraisal or being infatuated with yourself. And this is something that we should steer away from, it says, because this is all the things that destroys the muhlikat, and it also takes away the reward of any a'mal, any good deed that we do. The moment we are impressed with ourselves about it, then the reward of that deed also goes. Because we did not do it for the sake of Allah, we did it for the sake of our own selves, for our own nafs. So whatever we do of sadaqah, he says one should rather feel shy that it is only a small bit that you have given. And that is why when you look at the zakah itself, it's only 2.5%. It's a small amount. 2 rand 50 on every 100 rand. 25 rand on every 1,000 rand. It's a very little, small amount. So when a person gives that zakah, one should not think like it. Massive thing that you've done. Rather say, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me the opportunity to spend something in his path, and it's very little. And in fact, one should always say to oneself, this is what I am doing. If I compare to many other people, it's very little. People give much more than this. Right? Think about Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave away all his wealth. Think about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu gave away half of his wealth. Right? We are not prepared to do that. So one should be careful about this ujub or self-praise when one is dispensing of zakah or of sadaqah. Another thing to be aware of is, he says, أَنْ يَنْتَقِيَ مِنْ مَالِهِ أَجْوَدَهُ وَأَحَبَّهُ إِلَيْهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. That a person should choose whatever sadaqah a person gives, it should be the best of what one has. One should not give sadaqah the worst of things that one has, right? We normally say, like, you know, in the cupboard we take out the broken clothes, we make sadaqah with that. And the good clothes we keep to ourselves. Sadaqah shouldn't be like that. You should give sadaqah to someone in the same fashion what you would like for your own self. That is what you should give for sadaqah, right? Because it says Allah Ta'ala is tayyib, Allah is good, and He does not accept anything except that which is good. He does not accept anything except that which is wholesome, that which is pure, that which is in a good state. وَإِذَا لَمْ يَكُنِ الْمُخْرَجِ مِنْ جَيِّدِ الْمَالِ فَهُوَ مِنْ سُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. He said, if you give sadaqah, something which is like not on standard for your own self, then it's showing very bad etiquette towards Allah Ta'ala. In other words, you still expect to get a reward, you still expect to be recognized by Allah Ta'ala, for a sadaqah that is not really worthy of it. Right? Giving the people old food, for example, in the fridge, that you know you yourself won't eat. You yourself won't maybe eat it because it's old, it's stale. So you shouldn't give that in sadaqah. Or throw it away, because you yourself will throw it away, you won't eat it. But try to give from that which you will eat yourself. Now, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, and there's a verse in the Quran that Allah Ta'ala speaks about this in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَصِدْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبَتُمْ وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجَنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Or you believe, spend from that which is of the wholesome rizq that we have given you, that you have acquired, that which is طيب, spend from that in the path of Allah Ta'ala. وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجَنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, and that which we allowed to come out from the earth, meaning vegetables, fruits, spend that which is still good, right, which you yourself would consume. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُوا الْخَبِيثَ منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه. And do not give that which is old, which is khabith, which is not good. Because you yourself, Allah says, you won't take it if somebody were to give it to you. Right? You yourself won't accept it. You will feel humiliated. Right? You will feel that, what's the use, this doesn't give me, he could have rather kept it. This is how you would react. Any human being will react like that. So one should not give that kind of sadaqah, but rather we should be shy to give somebody something that we ourselves will not be able to consume. And then the last point that he makes is that we should also choose people that we give sadaqah, people that we know are upright, and people that we know are good, people that we know will not abuse the sadaqah, will not use it in the wrong fashion. We should choose people to give the zakah to. That's why zakah is very specific. Categories of people, people must be eligible to get zakah, right? You can't give zakah to somebody who gambles, for example. Because you're helping him in gambling, for example. You should give zakah to somebody that, or sadaqah to somebody that you know is going to use that particular sadaqah in a way that is befitting. In the times of the Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala explained that the people that used to even be in a state of receiving zakah, يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ لَا يَسْأَلُونَ النَّاسَ إِلْحَافًا. People in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba that were poor, if a person did not know them, you would have thought that person is not in need of anything. Because the poor people, they used to have a pride, they used to not go out and beg by people, they used to ask people, right? لَا يَسْأَلُونَ النَّاسَ إِلْحَافًا. They don't persist or insist in asking people for things, for handouts, etc. Right? But they are actually people that I need. Now, if a person has that kind of attitude, then you must know such a person is a person of piety, of God-fearingness. He doesn't ask, but we know he needs. We know his household is in difficulty. We know he's struggling. We know he, whatever the case may be. But he's not coming to ask you. So this is the type of person that you should go look out for to give your sadaqah. So this is a person who will use it properly, who will thank Allah for it, who will cause you to have barakah in your wealth, because he will make dua for you. You want that person to make dua for you, right? So this is also something to take acknowledgement of, that we do not give sadaqah just to anybody. Of course, if a person is hungry and he needs food, you can give, no matter who he is, because food we must have, right? Basic food, basic survival we must have. So somebody asks for a piece of bread, you don't have to scrutinize him to give him a piece of bread. Right? That is survival. But we're talking about giving money to somebody, giving zakah to somebody. There we should be careful that we do not dispense of it except to the people that are worthy of accepting and eligible of accepting. Then one of the things also that we must try to implement if we can, that sadaqah must begin at home. What do we mean by that? If you know of people that are poor in need and they are family of yours also, then they will get a preference over people that are not your family. Because in that case, you will be giving a sadaqah, but you will also be joining ties with your family, which is also one of the compulsory acts in Islam. So before we give zakah and sadaqah to people outside of our circles, outside that we don't know about, we first try to look at within our own homes, within our extended family. Are there people in need? Are there people struggling? Are there people that I can give something that will make his burden or her burden a bit lighter? Right? That is what we should do, because there is two aspects, the sadaqah aspect, and there's also the aspect of being close to your kin and to your family members, which is highly encouraged in Islam. Like they say in English, charity begins at home. Right? We don't feed the whole world, but we forget our own family. Right? So that is also another principle which Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentions in terms of the internal aspects of giving sadaqah. So that brings us to the end of that particular chapter. InshaAllah, moving forward, we will look at more aspects of the beautiful deen of Islam that we can implement in our lives. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.